Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2139, Finding Yourself Again, or Perhaps for the First Time, by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to another bonus Sunday episode. This is where we get to hear from one of our other shows in our podcast network. And today's comes from Optimal Relationships Daily. So with that, here's Greg as we optimize your life.
Finding Yourself Again, or Perhaps for the First Time, by Lisa Merlot-Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com. It's absolutely impossible to have healthy relationships if you're not the one in them. Far too often I hear women say that they lost themselves. They say things to me like, I don't even know who I am anymore, or I never would have allowed someone to treat me like this before. Fortunately, though, the road to finding yourself again, or for the first time, is right in front of you. You simply have to dare to take it. Here are 5 steps to finding you. Number 1. Know what healthy self-esteem is and practice it. Healthy self-esteem is holding yourself in warm regard despite your imperfections and knowing that your worth is equal to that of every other human being on the planet. Others may be smarter, louder, quieter, faster, slower, more outgoing, less outgoing, etc. than you, and you are just as worthy as they are. The trick is to stop comparing yourself with others and instead begin to love yourself for being inherently you. Healthy self-esteem. Number 2. Know what healthy boundaries are and use them always. There will always be haters out there, and you have to be able to spot them when you meet them. The trick is to not give them any power over you. What people say, how they act, and the choices they make often have nothing to do with you. Healthy boundaries allow you to filter the messages that are coming at you every day and to have a healthy sense of discernment when it comes to which ones to take in and which ones to leave out. Healthy boundaries are a great system of protection for you and for others when you know how to use them. Learn how to use them. Healthy boundaries. Number 3. Don't allow the opinions of others to take you off course. People will always have an opinion about what you're doing, how you're acting, and what you're saying. Realize that opinions are not facts. Regardless of whether you're talking about how to parent, how to reach a goal, or how to have a successful relationship, there is no one-size-fits-all answer. You will get countless different opinions from countless different people. Stop allowing someone else's opinions make you question your own. Instead, learn to take a step back and figure out what you believe, and then be ready for possible disagreement. Number 4. Cultivate your instincts. Cultivating your instincts requires that you actually slow down enough to realize you have them. On any given day, our instincts are trying to talk to us. This communication can be subtle, like that uneasy feeling you get when a certain stranger is asking for help, or it can be loud, when every fiber of your being is telling you it's not safe. Sometimes your energy will perk up when you talk about a certain option, yet lower when you talk about a different one. Pay attention to those instinctual messages and begin to embrace them as though they are coming from your dearest friend, because they are. Number 5. Listen to your wisest voice. Once you can recognize your instincts and internal messages, you next have to have the courage to listen to them. When your parents are telling you to stay in that miserable marriage, yet your instincts are telling you that leaving will be the best thing for you and the kids, listen to you. If your friend is telling you not to think so much of yourself that you ask for a raise, yet your instincts or wisest voice are telling you to ask for that raise, then go for it. People in your life will tell you what to do all the time, but their answers are based on who they are, not who you are. You decide what's best for you. As you get to know yourself better, these decisions will become easier and easier. Finding yourself requires tuning into you. Pay attention to how people leave you feeling, how situations impact you, what things you find important in life, what brings you joy, and what brings you sorrow. All of these ingredients are what make up who you are. Do you like to laugh? Are you quiet or outgoing or a little of both? Do you like to go out in big groups, or do you prefer more intimate gatherings with a few close friends? If you don't know, start trying different things out and tune in. The ones that feel right will resonate with you. The ones that don't, won't. Get clarity about your values, your likes and dislikes, and your dreams. And once you have clarity, follow them, go after them, and own them. No one can tell you who you are except you. Find yourself, embrace yourself, and most important, be yourself. You just listened to the post titled Finding Yourself Again, or Perhaps for the First Time, by Lisa Merlot Booth of lisamerlotbooth.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And yet another wonderful post by Lisa, which we thank her for as always. You know, there are so many people offering plateau pieces of advice about just trusting your gut and living freely in each moment. Needless to say, this kind of thinking can lead us astray sometimes. So I just love that Lisa had equal emphasis on getting to know ourselves first before implementing our momentary feelings and the things we feel good about. You know, the more work we put in beforehand, the more we can trust immediate urges as being part of our long-term good rather than just our short-term good, if that makes sense. We are done for today, though, peeps. Have a great rest of your day, and I will look forward to talking to you tomorrow, where we will feature a post on marriage, where your optimal life awaits.